Blue Sky Radio's community call out. We're here in Handley. We've come along to Charles Street. We're here at the Royal Voluntary Services headquarters. I'm joined by General Manager Helen Podmore. Helen, hello.
Hello.
Firstly, geographically, I've just pointed out here in the centre of Handley to all intents and purpose, but how long have you guys been operating out of this building?
We've been operating out of this building for 65 years. We did used to do Meals on Wheels, and that's what most people know us by, but we have got a community centre here. It used to be called King Charles, which is probably what everybody knows it of a certain age around this area, but now we are a community centre for the elderly, and we've got a cafe which anybody can use.
What is so wonderful here, it's not just a block of different offices, a reception area. There is a really warm feel to this. You've got a wonderful welcoming hub. You've mentioned that the little coffee area.
Yeah, we've have activities on daily. Also, other charities and other organisations actually rent the rooms off us. So Spanish classes going on, and we also have Hire Out to Changes. They run their mental health groups here. Also, we do our own activities. So we do like a gentle exercise, anything. If as long as we've got people that want to attend, we'll have a look and see if we can get instructors for it for the centre.
It must be somewhat frustrating for you as the general manager for the Royal Voluntary Services based here in Handley that many people must just walk past the building thinking, I wonder what goes on in there, but never ever think to just come through into reception and find out more.
We have quite a lot of people that just walk past, especially because we're at the bottom end of Handley now. Before, when we used to have the bus station over the road, people used to know where we were. Now we're always trying to get out into the community. Before, we used to do like Home from Hospital, which used to be a good advertisement for us because we were saying we were trying to get them back on their feet from the hospital, so we'd recommend the centre. But as funding has hindered that service, it is like starting again really, especially since COVID. So we are trying to get the name out there again, and hopefully this will help.
RVS, I should imagine that the Royal Voluntary Service, you're also hindered to a degree when it comes to funding, the fact that you are a national organisation. So many listeners will be thinking, well, they'll have plenty in the bank.
No, a lot of our funding comes from like national, the People's Postcode Lottery. We don't actually, because we're local, we can't have many little local pots of funding just because we are a national charity. And a lot of the money that is like, we have shops which used to, when the profit that the shops used to make used to come back into the community, but now bent on other projects.
As I've already mentioned, you're based here on Charles Street in Handley. How big an area do you cover then?
We cover Stoke-on-Trent, we cover Newcastle. Anyone can attend this centre. We do provide transport for the centre, so if anyone did want to come in, then we have got like volunteer drivers, but they just do like the Stoke-on-Trent area in Newcastle, so that's why we just say that. But if anyone wanted to come from outside that area and they've got their own transport, then that's not a problem.
Everything from language classes to line dancing on a day-to-day basis. I should imagine as well, if somebody vocally says, is there any chance we could do a certain group on a certain subject, you guys are up for it.
We would be, yeah, as we've got plenty of rooms here. We've got a lovely big hall where we do all our activities, but there's other rooms. If people were interested in hiring a room off us, obviously we'll work alongside them and we'd help plug it. So, yeah. We'd be open to anything, to be honest.
Busy, busy, busy here. I should imagine it takes quite a team of volunteers to keep it ticking over as it does.
We've got over 50 volunteers from this community centre. They don't all come in on a daily basis, but we have volunteers that do calls with care, checking in with the community, just making sure people are okay. We have safeguarding gate visits, which we do, which are people that used to attend the centre, but since COVID haven't felt like they were either through illness or mobility problems, couldn't come in. So we've got some guys that go out and visit them.
And when it comes to volunteers, I mean, you seem to have a healthy amount of volunteers, 50 plus, but you could always do with more?
We're always looking for new volunteers. We have quite a lot of volunteers that just come to the area that are doing like college courses or at university. So we're always getting quite a lot of volunteers leaving at certain points, or it's just like, to give people experience. So in the cafe, somebody will come if they're looking for that sort of role as a workplace. So yeah, we could always do with more, and we ask from as little as 1 hour to as long as they want to give.
And I think I'd be right in saying, when it comes to qualifications, life experience would be top of the list for anybody considering themselves as a volunteer.
Yeah, definitely. We don't ask for any qualifications at all. As long as somebody is willing to come in and give their time, we can help with the rest.
Okay, we'll give you some contact details in a moment or two if you'd like to contact Helen and the team here at the Royal Voluntary Service based in Hanley. Of all the different groups that come on a day-to-day basis, of all the different classes and services that you offer, just pluck one out of the air for me. What are you most proud of?
I think it would be our Healthy Happy Lives group. We have over 25 people that attend that. It's twice a week. We do it on a Wednesday, which is the busiest group. And yeah, it started off with 5 people after COVID, and then we've built up to 25 now, and we run trips out of that group. They're such a nice social group. They do activities, and also if we have any events on, then the people that attend that, they'll either volunteer or they'll plug it to the friends as well and bring them along as like to help with the fundraising.
And RVS going forward locally, the Royal Voluntary Service here in Hanley, where do you see yourself in another 2-5 years' time?
Hopefully people will know of us more. We'll be out in the community a lot more than what we are. And yeah, hopefully we'll still be open by then. I'm sure we will be.
Well, it's been fabulous, the invite to be here today. I could have been made more welcome than I have. And by the way, the mug of tea that the team have sat down in front of me here, it is fantastic. It's very, very thirst-quenching and just what you need when you're doing this radio work. If we do have listeners to Blue Sky Radio who are hearing about the Royal Voluntary Service based here on Charles Street in Hanley, we've mentioned some of the different courses, the activities. Perhaps it's a case of wanting to know more. Perhaps it's a case of wanting to be a volunteer for a couple of hours a week. How do we find out more? Who do we contact?
They could go on our website and search for the opportunities locally, and it's all web-based now to become a volunteer, so it's really easy. It's on an app. Or if they want to give us a call, they can give us a call on Stoke-on-Trent 213 489.
Helen, continued success. Thanks for the mug of tea and thanks for the invite to be here today.
Thank you very much.